day is upon us. Good evening and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Man, it is a lot of jazz we're living through. I don't mean the music. I mean the jive, man. The garbage that emanates from the orifices, emphasis on the feces, of our illustrious leaders and bleeders in Washington, D.C. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. Glad to have you here live on this ninth day of June 2011. It was 11 years ago tonight that as I finished my program, I said, gotta run. Baby's on the way. My oldest grandchild turns 11 today, and she is my sweetheart. Interesting stuff going on in the news. I could get into all the typical, gee, the Dow was down, or up 75 points today to close at 12,124, first so-called winning day in 7 days. NASDAQ was up 9 points. Who cares? S&P 500 up 9, closing at 1,289. Global Dow down 17 in the after hours. Gold up a couple bucks, currently hanging at $1,545 an ounce. Nobody's talking about how great it's doing. And I had a dear lady and her husband over in California ordered a very large load of gold yesterday, scared to death it was going to turn around and tank today. She said, if it goes down, do I get the lower price? I said, I'll tell you what, I'll agree to that if you agree that when the price goes up, you'll pay the higher price. She says, I understand. No, thank you. And it's a good thing she didn't. Oil's back above $100 a barrel, currently at 101.86. But you know what? That's not the arena we're going to go in today. Interesting rumors come out in the last couple of hours. Hillary Clinton is running for the presidency. No, not of the United States, of the World Bank. According to Reuters, she wants the job, and it's that simple. Well, she wanted the last job, too, and got aced out of it. Here's the problem. If Hillary Clinton should become the president of the World Bank, guess who's in the running to replace her as Secretary of State? John Kerry. Amazing. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments.
There ain't nothing I can do, or nothing I can say.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
How I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves feeling true when they love? That's the kind of
coming back with some Ella Fitzgerald. I had a conversation with somebody earlier today that said, man, I wish you'd let your bumper music run a little bit longer. Of course, when I first came back to the network, I had people screaming at me that I was letting the music go too long. You can't satisfy everybody all the time. Well, our topic of today is not going to be economic. We're going to move in other directions, although I need to drop some bombs on you. Silver and gold opened up down today, but wound up at a pretty decent day. Silver currently at $37.64, up 7 cents. Gold at just shy of $15.54. Platinum's had a good day at $18.41. Palladium at $814. And rhodium at back at the $2,100 figure once again. Last night, working on Republic Trading Group International.com, as I shared with you yesterday that I would do, I'm going to forsake financial headlines for a few days as I want to share this entire story, this conspiracy theory that deals with our economic system, the Lincoln-Taylor-Kennedy mixture that we face, talking about the greenback, truth, speculation, trivia, talking about a lot of the misrepresented things that deals with our dollar. My opening forward stated it's with great pleasure that Republic Trading Group International brings you the first part of a multi-part offering, which, when completed over the next week, will increase your understanding of America's debauched monetary system and how it has, in part, been responsible for the demise of this, our modern-day Roman Empire. I hope you'll continue to tune in. It's been interesting. I've had some calls requesting or inquiring about that very issue. And I said, yeah, it's my goal to post a different segment of this every day. It'll probably take 5-6 days to get concluded. And then we'll return to whatever, or we may do some other things. Look, headlines are headlines. They're out there all over the place. But to try to bring you information that is maybe somewhat more serious or more pointed or more direct. I've often said that one must understand their history before we can understand how we've arrived at where we are in this nation or where, in fact, we may wind up going in the future. Hippie, I got your message, and you're absolutely right. And I'm afraid I don't want to see this. It's exactly what I thought. Anyway, topic of conversation today, the invasion of America. Bill O'Brien cannot be with us this week or next. We do have a guest who is scheduled to join us at the bottom of this hour for just a few short minutes, a journalist out of San Diego who concentrates more on the issues of the illegal invasion and the atrocities which come along with it. Kimberly Dvorak is planning on joining us at the bottom of the hour. But let's cover some other headlines for a few minutes. ACLU, they're back at it again. ACLU is pushing for the Latino legislative district in Washington State. They are, in fact, encouraging the commission in charge of redrawing the state's legislative districts to create a mostly Latino district in eastern Washington. Typical. ACLU, their lawyers and advocates, sent a letter this past Monday to the Washington State Redistricting Commission arguing that while the numbers of Latinos in Yakima County or Yakima County continue to grow, they do not have political representation in the state legislature. Well, there's a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, why they do not have political representation in the state legislature. Because most of them are illegal aliens and are not deserving. Excuse me, they're not citizens, they're invaders, they're thieves in the night, they're crooks, they're liars, they're in some cases murderers. Hey, you know what? Not all of them. Some of them are very nice people. But the fact of the matter is they broke a law to gain entry and gain access to our way of life. And so they don't deserve their own specific political representation. ACLU, however, says that conditions in Yakima County meet the thresholds established in the Federal Voting Rights Act of 1965 for creating a majority-minority district. After growing in population and gaining a congressional seat, Washington State's districts must be redrawn. Now, I'm sure Granny's out there listening tonight. She's got nothing good to say about the scum that run the state of Washington and how they continue to pander to the illegal invaders, specifically those coming up from south of the border, down Mexico way. And see, if I was controlling my own music here, if we got that other piece of equipment hooked up down at RBN, I could play Gene Autry for you singing that song. Amazing. A lot of stuff going on in many parts of the country. It was just over a year ago that Arizona, as you know, passed SB 1070, which is still being contested in the courts. Portions of it are. And it is amazing how many other states are now jumping on the bandwagon. In some cases, it's one-upsmanship. It's going to keep the ACLU real busy, baby. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has signed a new law cracking down on illegal immigration. The bill signed last Thursday allows police to arrest anyone suspected of being an illegal immigrant if they are stopped for any other reason. It also requires public schools to determine students' immigration status, makes it a crime to knowingly give an illegal alien a ride. Alabama employers are now required to determine if any new worker is in the country legally or otherwise. Now, Bentley's a Republican, says he campaigned on passing the toughest anti-illegal immigration bill possible. He predicts the new law will pass court review. And, of course, groups including the ACLU and the Montgomery-based Southern Perverted Lawless Center agree the new law is the nation's toughest. They say they plan to challenge it. Well, why doesn't that surprise you? Let's see. We got Morris Sleazebag, although I think, you know, Morris Sleaze, his name is almost never brought up anymore. It's Mark Potok, who seems to be their spokesman these days. Because I think there was too much negative publicity about Morris Deez and his proclivity for little boys, as we are told. So who knows? And of course, the ACLU, they're going to be involved. I would be surprised if we don't somewhere find some, let's just for just a moment use the term Mexicans because they happen to be the largest percentage of illegal invaders. What happens if you find some Mexican Jews? Then we can get Abe Foxman in on this deal. Go figure it. I'm not knocking the Jews here. I'm knocking the insanity of the ACLU and the SPLC and the whole ADL mentality with Foxman. These people are bloodsuckers. It really is never about human rights or anything else. It's all about the money. Hey, let's forget about the money. Give me the money. Well, in Italian, the money stands for tomorrow. The money. Well, from Granny, we are, you know, you take a look at this situation in Washington State where they want to redraw the voting lines, the redistricting to create a specific niche for a predominantly minority population that lives in that area. whether they're eligible to vote or not, whether they are citizens or not, whether they are here legally or not. Latin American insurgency in this country, my friends, if you haven't figured it out, is now wide in the open. Their motto is probably one continent, one culture. Mexico and 13 other nations say that Utah's illegal immigration law could, in fact, strain diplomatic relations. Salt Lake City, more than a dozen Latin and South American countries have joined Mexico in expressing potential international fallout over Utah's illegal immigration enforcement law. In a court brief filed 2 days ago, the Mexican government lists several reasons for its opposition to what is known as HB 497, including impending diplomatic relations, hindering trade and tourism, and possible harassment of Mexican citizens. That's right. They're Mexican citizens. They're not American citizens. I'm sick and tired of this mentality of all these nations getting together, making demands on how we as Americans and states and governments are expected to treat lawbreakers and illegal invaders. I read another piece today that you know, there's a Mexican national who was an illegal alien that has been found guilty of murder or rape or God knows what other crime and is expected to meet the death sentence. And they're raising a big stink that what right do we in America have to send a Mexican citizen to death because he was in this country and broke the law by committing a violent crime. You know, look, you do the crime, you do the time, no matter what the outcome is. It's frustrating. There's a reason we're going to go through all of this, and you'll understand it. I want to share with you a wide range of headlines from around the nation that deal with this very issue. Coming out of the Coastal Courier in Hinesville, Georgia, "Don't sacrifice services to protect illegals," was the headline. We are being invaded not by a foreign country or aliens from another world, but by people who want free education, free health care, and jobs with a few potential terrorists and drug smugglers thrown into the bunch. TV news constantly shows death and destruction on the Mexican side of the border, often caused by power struggles between drug cartels. The drug war is overflowing into the U.S. because of it. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Lewis coming out of the break. I wouldn't mind letting the music run a bit longer, but I've got a lot to get through here this hour, and just about 10 minutes, Kimberly hopefully will be joining us. Some more headlines coming out of the Arizona Daily Star in Tucson. A new bill has been introduced by Representative Michael McCaul, a Republican from Texas, who wants Mexican drug smuggling organizations designated as terrorists. A bill he has prepared would help authorities go after cartels and those who assist them, he said during a early May hearing of the House Committee on Homeland Security. Coming out of Katrina Wheeler from The Examiner, I love this one. It has absolutely nothing to do with the subject matter, but I decided to leave it in here because it's worth it. Rap star Lupe Fiasco performed on Sunday night at the 2011 MTV Movie Awards alongside of singer Trey Songz. And yesterday, according to various reports, Fiasco is generating major headlines over a new interview in which he discusses politics and calls Barack Obama the biggest terrorist of all. Coming out of Dalton, Georgia, the Daily Citizen, fear, anxiety, and concern wraps the Hispanic community. Those were just a few of the emotions many leaders or speakers expressed this last Tuesday night at a meeting hosted by the Coalition of Latino Leaders at its headquarters on Morris Street. Around 100 people, mostly members of Dalton's Hispanic community, met with their mayor, David Pennington, and officials from the Dalton Police Department. You're right. Dalton mayor meets with Hispanic community. They're describing fear, anxiety, and concern. Well, maybe they ought to go back home and stand in line. Out of McAllen, Texas, out of the Monitor, Republican lawmakers in Texas, unfazed by state governments across the country opting out of a controversial immigration enforcement program, are instead seeking to expand it in McAllen. Through the Secure Communities Program administered by ICE, local law enforcement compares the fingerprints of those arrested to a federal database. Well, you've got places like Chicago and Los Angeles and other areas that are saying, we're not going to participate in that nonsense. What it's designed to do is say, if you wind up with a fingerprint base and you've got a criminal or an illegal alien in jail, then ICE gets to go around and round them up and arrest them. And these cities are not going to participate in that? Coming out of the People's World, union goons join a suit in Georgia's anti-illegal immigration law, calling Georgia's anti-illegal immigration law racial profiling. How is it racial profiling? They don't mention Ukrainians or Russians or Slavs or Mexicans or Hondurans or Vietnamese or Chinese. It's that's right. These people like to say, we are the only illegal aliens. We got to turn into a racial issue. They claim it's going to threaten to turn Georgia into a police state. The Service Employees and Southern Joint Board of the Workers United Affiliate, a remnant of the old textile workers, joined civil liberties groups in suing the state in federal court. to overturn the statute. Coming out of CNN, no, we don't care about that. From Dave Gibson out of the Examiner. This is a video I'll not be able to share with you, but the gist of it is interesting. It's called Illegal Aliens Are Taking the Jobs That Americans Will Do. Illegal aliens were discovered working on the construction of a $50 million senior living facility in Pennsylvania. You tell me a bunch of dumb young old white boys wouldn't want to do that work? Or black boys? Perry Hall, Maryland. Three councilmen say they will sign onto a letter encouraging county residents to support an effort to force a bill granting in-state tuition to illegal immigrants to the 2012 ballot. Councilman Chairman John Olszewski, Todd Huff, and David Marks, Republicans from Timonium and Perry Hall, respectively, say they plan to issue a letter of support as early as this afternoon. Once again, Dave Gibson out of the Examiner. Over Democrats' objection, sanctuary city ban should pass in Texas, a measure which, if passed, would ban sanctuary cities throughout the state of Texas, will be decided during the state legislature's current special session, which was called by Rick Rary himself, the governor. The bill was defeated by the Democrats in the regular session as they hold 12 of the state Senate's 31 seats, thus blocking the required two-thirds majority needed to consider any legislation. Coming out of Dallas Morning News, the La Familia drug sweeps nets 30 arrests in North Texas. Yeah, it's gone up that far. Once again, oh, this is one that ticked me off yesterday. Once again from the Examiner. An illegal alien raped his stepdaughter in front of a seven-year-old in South Dakota. On Monday, through an interpreter, Ruben Garcia, age 31, pleaded guilty to the first-degree rape of his nine-year-old stepdaughter in February the 9th of this year. Admitted committing the rape to Sioux Falls police when he was captured in front of a seven-year-old. Look, one act is sick enough. The second act makes it even worse. You know, the headlines just keep going on and on. And from the Washington Watcher, a very simple statement. Obama simply does not want immigration laws enforced. When we come back, we'll pick up where we left off. Hopefully our good friend Kimberly will be with us. Stay here, won't you?
I'd like to get you on a sailboat to China, all to myself.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's probably close to a year ago, one of my feeders began to send me columns by a young lady, and I guarantee she's a lot younger than I am, so she's a young lady, over in from Southern California, San Diego in specific, and I, after reading her work for a number of months, decided to open up a column and begin posting as many of her columns as is possible. The problem is, because she writes daily columns, sometimes two a day, I can't turn the federalobserver.com into a personal blog for her. Some of her recent columns, and she really spends a lot of time dealing with the illegal invasion, which has been our main topic tonight with the headlines we've shared. Some of her recent columns, Los Angeles to opt out of secure communities, arrested illegals will not be reported. The other day she posted a column, New Mexico businessman Larry Link murdered on own property. I've taken some heat from some readers of the Federal Observer. I've passed those on to her. I've let her deal with them. U.S. Border Patrol seizes $3.5 million drug load near San Diego, a problem that is very near and dear to my heart as I watch my state literally burn to the ground. Arizona fires burn out of control. Residents point to drug smugglers. It goes on and on and on, and our guest this afternoon, for as long as she's able to stay, Kimberly Dvorak, a freelance writer who resides in San Diego, covered local, national, and international news stories for more than 15 years, likes to write fair and balanced stories that Americans want to read. I just hate the term fair and balanced. It reminds me of Bill O'Reilly. Kimberly, welcome to Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz.
Thank you for having me.
What kind of
updates?
I don't
like Bill O'Reilly that much either. So
I'm sorry?
I don't like Bill O'Reilly that much either. So
no. What kind of updates have you got on the story of Larry? You know, we had some comments left saying that your information was incorrect, et cetera, and yet you commented that you've spoken to the family. Obviously, they have not.
Yeah.
What kind of updates, if anything?
Well, you know what? The law enforcement agencies over in New Mexico are not giving out any information because they do not have any information to release. They have absolutely nothing to let journalists know what exactly is going on down in New Mexico, Arizona, and California southern borders. It remains an unsolved mystery at this time, and I believe, as do others, that this is going the exact same way that Rob Krentz investigation did. There was no witnesses. There was no robbery. There was nothing taken from the scene where this man was brutally murdered, two gunshot wounds. and they are not even releasing the make of the weapon that was used to kill him. And, you know, it's just like it didn't happen. Nobody saw a thing. And if you look at the region, it's, you know, overrun with drug smugglers, illegal aliens. And when I say illegal aliens, I use that in all forms. To be Middle Eastern, to be African, to be Asian. We use that term because we don't want to, like, just label one particular background or race. And in this instance, we do have terrorists crossing our southern borders as well. So, you know, basically the family has nothing at this point. They are just trying to deal with the situation that's been dealt to them in their own private manner, and they don't want they're not doing a media interview with massive numbers of the media. Nobody wants to talk about it. And there's been a handful of folks that said you can't just say that this was a crime that was committed by an illegal alien as such. What if it was a robber? What if it was some guy that was addicted to drugs? And when I hear things like that, I'm like, why didn't they steal his wallet? Why didn't they take his truck?
You know, Kimberly, this is really interesting because this is a double-edged sword. Years ago, I believe we had the ability to catch criminals much easier, but with the massive expansion of the internet and 24-hour news stations, it's almost impossible. It's like the information comes out so quickly that criminals, you know, it's almost like the news reporting is allowing criminals to know exactly where, you know, how close on their coattails that the law is. So I see that side of it, but I somehow suspect, because of a headline I shared just before you came on, which was dated out of the New York Times yesterday, stating that Obama simply does not want immigration laws enforced. Do you think some of this is just emanating out of Washington, D.C., that you're to keep your mouth shut because we don't want to... In Arizona, we don't want to fuel the fire, the flames?
Well, I do think it has a lot to do with Washington, D.C. We all know that Obama's, you know, up for re-election here, and he's also looking for voters that are going to vote for him. And right now, he's lost independents, obviously Republicans. He's lost the faith of a lot of Democrats. You know, he's back there. You've got Janet Napolitano. You've got Department of Justice suing Arizona because they want to enforce immigration laws. Their state's overridden with people crossing the border. In fact, I'm working on a story that I'll be getting out tonight, and it shows drug smugglers in the southeast corner of Arizona, which is near where this guy was murdered. He was murdered about 3 miles from the Arizona border in New Mexico. And it shows a dozen plus. To me, it looks like Mexican military dragging loads of marijuana and God knows what else in these backpacks, loading it onto a truck, and then turning around and walking back across the border. This took place a few days ago.
Is this the video that you spoke of earlier today?
Yes, it is. And this is through BorderPix. So it's somebody who is reliable and has had their work published on, you know, TV and other outlets across the country. And I've been able to talk them into letting me release this video. I'm going to just do a brief story on it. But you can't, when you see the video, you look at this and you're like, that to me looks like Mexican military is walking across with weapons and drug packs. And you see them loading a white truck on the, I mean, it's unbelievable to think this is going on at our border as we speak. People are just crossing at will. And we don't know who they are, and we don't know if they're terrorists. We certainly can see they're carrying drugs, though. I mean, and it's ironic that you have a federal government that wants to sue the state of Arizona for trying to protect its citizens. And
it's problematic because as we look around the country to see other states picking up the banner, and maybe they're learning from the mistakes of Arizona. Look, this thing with Arizona isn't over and done with. Governor Jan Brewer has now selected her defense group to take them to the Supreme Court and fight this thing. But now you've got Utah taking a strong stand. You've got Alabama. You've got Georgia. And these are just a few states that come to mind because I've spoken about each one of those today. Texas is getting involved with things, which I still don't trust Rick Perry, but because, once again, it's election year. There's a lot of games playing. I'm concerned about Obama because, all right, Obama's lost a good percentage of his voter base. So what does that mean? Is he expecting to get shoved back into office by illegal aliens, no matter what country they come from?
Let me
voting. Look at Washington State, what's going on up there. And yet Washington State seems to, at all costs, support any activity of illegal aliens.
Yeah, but and if you look on the if you flip the coin on that and you look at the story I wrote about Los Angeles and these sanctuary cities, you've got states that are blatantly, you know, disobeying federal law to provide sanctuaries, and the government's not suing them. They're not threatening federal funds coming to California because half the large cities here are sanctuary cities, and they're not going to turn in people who are wanted for deportation. It just, you know, you see a sense of lawlessness going on across the country, and it seems like the ones that are trying to stand up for their residents and just enforce the laws that are already on the books are the ones getting penalized. And I think you're seeing a large swath of people that are just going, you know what, we can't do that anymore. That's just wrong. We can't do that. So, you know, and you're seeing the numbers accordingly with Obama. I just, you know, I don't know. It's kind of up in the air as to who's going to even be running against the president. And if things don't turn around, who knows what's going to happen? I know this is an election that the Republicans, you know, all theirs. All they've got to do is put up a really good candidate. So,
and the problem is, I don't see that out there. Look what happened to Newt Gingrich today. Newt Gingrich is main staff. Literally resigned en masse today, just 6 days before a debate scheduled to take place.
Yeah,
that little Newty Gingrich was never the resolve anyway, nor do I think Mitt Romney is going to be. I know a lot of women who were so upset that Romney dropped out last time because, frankly, he's so gorgeous they were going to vote for him. Come on, what does physical appearance have to do with one's ability? That would be like my saying, gee, I like Sarah Palin's leg, so I'm going to vote for her. What kind of stupidity is that?
Unfortunately, it's a TV generation here, and I think we're learning the hard way with Obama that, okay, maybe a guy with a nice smile who can read a good teleprompter speech, not the way to go.
Exactly.
I'm hopeful we're learning from our mistakes on that one.
You brought up the one point that really angers me, this whole sanctuary city business. I mean, I talked about this before you came on. This frustrates me. All these states and these cities who are basically saying, openly admitting they're not going to follow federal law. They will not go by the E-Verify guidelines or anything else. These states and these cities, as you've said, have violated federal law. We don't need comprehensive immigration reform. We need enforcement of the laws that are on the books. Oh, but you can't possibly, kick, I'm going to chastise you here for a minute, 12 million illegal aliens out of the country. And the reason I'm chastising, because I shared one of your columns a couple weeks ago, and you specifically used the government's continued misnomer, the 12 million. That was a figure that was used many, many years ago, and as late as 2005, not that they're the best, but two very well-known magazines did extreme in-depth multi-part series on the illegal invasion, and both of those publications at that time used the term 40 million.
I just don't think anybody knows how many people are here illegally.
Of course
not. That's the problem. That's a huge problem. We should know an approximation of how many people are in this country that are illegal. Absolutely, we need to know that number. And that's just another problem with the situation the country's in financially. Nobody wants to take into account that, look, in California, we spend $20 billion every year on illegals in this state for their education, their free health care, their free housing, their free food stamps, you name it, they get it, they take it for free, and we pay for it. In our state, we can't afford it any longer, and we've been broke and broke and broke. And I can't tell you, after I wrote that letter or the story about the sanctuary cities, I heard from police chiefs in other cities in this state saying, I cannot believe that people can go on the record like this and just disobey the law and just do it in the face of absolutely everything. They were disgusted.
Well, they should be, but unfortunately, they become a part of the problem because they're not willing to stand up for what's right. And that either they can be appalled all they want, Kimberly, but if they're not willing to do the right thing because they're afraid, hey, who knows, maybe the murder squads are going to make it up to Los Angeles too, and they're probably already there. But it is very frustrating to me because of the law we're speaking of, and I can't think of the name of it, but specifically it deals with Homeland Security. It has to do with the fingerprinting, sharing data with prisoners between different agencies, and it allows the ICE agents to literally go in and take possession or take control of an individual who is in jail that is a known illegal alien, and these states and cities don't want to go along with it.
Well, I have, you know, one of the police chiefs that contacted me is from Escondido, and they have a pilot program that they've been operating for about a year, and they are they abide by the law, and they have two ICE agents stationed inside their station working with the Escondido Police Department folks, and they're working together in concert, and they're deporting people, and they're getting the criminals off the street, and they're not having an issue within the community saying that we're not going to report crimes. All these things that, you know, Bratton set up in L.A., well, if we don't do this, then, you know, people are going to be afraid to call us if a crime is committed and all that. And Escondido is a prime example that is not true. And if you do this correctly, you can work in concert with ICE and get these guys off the road. And I've actually gone out and watched the police chief here into the community where these folks, you know, don't speak English, and he talks to them, they raise their hand, you know, they have the translation and all that, but he actually goes out and tells them that, you know what, it's bad. If you guys have illegal people that are racist or whatever, you don't want them in your communities anyway. And they've
That's
shown
right.
over this last year that it can work. But, you know, it's something where here in San Diego, for the most part, are a sanctuary city, and they've shown that in Escondido, which is in North County, it actually can work. And, you know, it's just something that hopefully other cities will be able to benefit from. I know there's, I think, Costa Mesa. I think there's a few other cities in California that do that. But by and large, it's a sanctuary state.
Yeah, and it's really sad because, I mean, you made a statement early on that I have continued to emphasize on this program. People start screaming at me, racist, racist. I said, wait a minute. Illegal is illegal. I don't care if you are Mexican, if you're from Honduras, from Vietnam, from the former Soviet republics, from the Slovakias, from Korea, from Canada. If you're illegal, you're illegal.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
But unfortunately, and more so in our region of the country, you're being in California, I'm in Arizona, the majority of the illegals happen to be from Mexico. And I can't change that fact. And yet it is that same group of people, as I mentioned about 45 minutes ago, this same group of people, there are Latin groups that are getting together screaming holy living hell that they are being mistreated. They are being singled out. Well, you just happen to be the largest offenders and the most vocal about your positions, and you brag about the fact that you're here illegally.
And it's going to be up to them. If they want to complain, then, and they, you know, you're looking at me, you're judging me, then you know what? Then go to your community and get your community cleaned out and actually stand up and say, look, we are here. We want to do things the right way. We're going to cooperate with the police. And if you're here legally, you don't have to worry about driving around because you know you're legal. You're not going to get into any kind of trouble. This whole nonsense deal, especially with the 1070. I mean, if you're driving your car and you get pulled over, if you have a driver's license or you're legal, nobody's going to deport you. If I take my car and I drive to Mexico, if I get pulled over, I'm probably going to get killed because there's so much crime. They're certainly going to take whatever money I have. That's not the case in this country. But that's what they want the general public to think that this country is like. And it's not. You're here legally. You can do whatever you want that's within the law, the parameter of the law, obviously. But you can go to the mall. You can go get ice cream with your kids. You can, you know, drive down to the park. if you're legal, you have no worries whatsoever. But because there's so many illegal people, there is an issue, and they certainly have something to worry about.
I am curious, in your position as a journalist and someone who is as deeply involved in this issue, and yes, other issues as well, but this one specific, because this is what really drew me to you, is your continued reporting and investigative studies on these issues. Have you spent any time at all with the, call them what you want, Hispanic, Latino community over there, those who are citizens, those who are legal residents?
Absolutely.
Have you talked to any of these kind of people to get input? What is their feelings and opinion about this invasion?
It's really, really an interesting point, because when the people that I think are the most vehemently against this invasion we're having are the Latinos who are here legally, who waited in line, crossed the border, coming through the gate, not through the desert. They are so angry, and you look and you talk to them, and they'll go, but you know what? You can do this the right way, and I was raised to do things the right way. My parents didn't raise me to break the law, and they took the time, and they're the ones who are here working 2-3 jobs just so they can make sure their kids have a better life, would never consider taking welfare, no food stamps. They will work their tails off, insist that their children do well in school, learn the language, and those are the most American people that I've met. I mean, they know the Constitution. They can read the preamble.
Better than most Americans do.
Better than most Americans can, and they truly are appreciative of the fact that they are able to be here. And those are the folks that I come across, and when I see them, and I get emails from people, and they don't understand. They're like, this is ridiculous. Why should these people get amnesty? They're against amnesty altogether.
I guess what frustrates me is other than people like yourself who are willing to talk to those folks, as I do when I get out, it's so difficult. If they're that angry about it, as large of a Latino community as you have in California, those who feel that way, why aren't they getting together en masse, speaking out against this? Are they afraid of repercussions from distant family members who may happen to be illegals? Are they afraid of the gangs?
I disagree with you. I think when you look at some of those folks and they're not coming to a Tea Party event on Saturday, or they're not showing up at the church rally or whatever, they're working. A lot of these folks are working, mm-hmm. and they don't have time to get from A to B because they're working. But, when I do run across them, I mean, if you read their, like, their little signs at rallies and you walk up and you talk to them, they're upset at the mainstream media for not even giving their voice a voice, because
that was what I was getting to. That's my whole point. The mainstream media will not talk to them because, well, frankly, that's not politically correct. That's not their agenda. It's not the agenda of those who the mainstream media are out to support, which are the Obamas and the Eric Holders and the mm-hmm. Napolitanos. And I had her as my governor, and she was worthless as a governor.
Yeah, she's not doing too good right now either. But I think that's what, they want. And by they, I mean the Obama administration. They just want status quo, and they're looking at their long-term situation where they are trying to radically change this country. And, the open borders is just the easiest way to create more confusion inside this country. They're getting what they want. And hopefully, we get readers and listeners and everybody out there to kind of start stepping up and saying, we're not going to take this anymore. We have got to vote in politicians, and that's where everybody can pick up the newspaper and read stories, or go on the internet and learn about the people running for office. Because if we don't change people who are running the country, and I mean even at the school board level, all the way up.
It needs to start at that level. That's always been my argument, because anybody going for school board ultimately has higher positions in mind. Everything you do has got to start local. You'll never make a difference up on the hill unless you make it down here
exactly.
in the hole.
Yeah, and you got to start in your communities, and it's a situation where people can get to. It's accessible, They don't have to go to D.C. It's right in their community, and they don't realize how important even the local elections are, and that's the way they can get involved, and it's the way they can help change the communities they live in, and then kind of, you know, and you have to guide your children. I mean, it starts at home, and you have to start from the very basic grassroots level and all this. And, you know, if we don't do it soon, then we really aren't going to have a country left. It's like you look at the debt, and every day it goes up and up and up, and every day we're giving Libya and all these other countries, I have no idea where the money's coming from, but we're promising money to all these different nations around the world. And if we don't start soon with this immigration issue, we're not going to be America anymore as we know
it. That's right. That's right.
Not going to be America.
Kim, we're about out of time. Listen, thanks. I know you had a busy schedule today. I really appreciate your joining us on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz today. Hope we'll get together a little bit more often. I'm actually going to be over your way in a couple of weeks. If you've got time to get together with my wife and I for lunch, love to do it.
Well, I'm going to be in Arizona in about 10 days. So.
You're kidding. Well, we may have to do some scheduling. Hey, we may have to do it over here. Who knows?
Okay. All righty. Thank you for having me.
Take care, dear. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Kimberly Dvorak, journalist for the San Diego Examiner. The Examiner is kind of a nationwide publication that shows up in various different cities around the nation. This case, it's San Diego Buzz Examiner. Hope you enjoyed what she had to say. I think she's on the money with it. We'll be carrying much more of her work in the future here. I hear music cropping up. Hey, thanks for sharing your valuable time with us tonight. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow night. Another installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Till then, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years.